We didn't have to go far for our next story.
Right across the street, actually, at the BU gym.
That's only a game producer, Alex Schroeder. After work a few weeks back, Alex was playing basketball.
Yeah, so there's four courts, and the first one you kind of know are the ballers. Those are the guys who are there pretty much every single day.
Alex joined a game on the second court, and one player on his team stood out. He was dressed in Portland Trailblazers colors, red and black, and he spoke with an accent.
He was not like a big guy necessarily, but you could tell just by his shooting stroke, his handles, that he was a serious player.
So you guys won?
We won, yeah. Everybody kind of takes a break, grabs water, whatever, and then you come back on the court. You know, we're expecting to just get right back to it, and we kind of look around and notice we only had four guys.
Alex searched around and found his missing teammate in the middle of a game on the first court. Alex figured that was the end of the story, but it wasn't.
Later that night, as I was getting ready to leave, the guy in the black and red came over to introduce himself. His name was Saiwa Nbien. Bien grew up in Beijing. He fell in love with basketball when he was 6.5 years old. That's when he first saw Space Jam.
And after I saw that movie, I think basketball is really fun. You know, like maybe I can fly if I play basketball, and I can go to moon, you know, out of the earth.
A reasonable expectation for a 6.5-year-old. And to be fair, the game has taken Bien pretty far. As a kid, he played at nearby rec centers. By the time he got to high school, he couldn't be without the game for very long.
I played in the morning, and during the lunchtime, I just using the lunchtime to play basketball.
Bien played through high school and ended up on a junior pro team. But clubs in the Chinese Basketball Association, or CBA, weren't interested. As his 21st birthday approached and he was about to age out of juniors, Bien thought about giving up on basketball. Until he got a message from God.
His name is God Shamgod.
God Shamgod, a former second-round NBA draft pick, was in China playing in the CBA and teaching clinics. Bien attended one.
And he woke up in the front of me and said, Bien, you are good. He got handles.
Shamgod picked Bien to be his partner for a demonstration. This was big, because Bien's coaches didn't usually give him this kind of encouragement.
After practice, I speak with him with my poor English. I said, you know, I want to play. And he said, you should continue to play. You are really good. Maybe you can go to U.S. to play ball and learn English. He gave me so much confidence.
The following year, an agency in China helped Bien get accepted to Menlo College in Silicon Valley, a small school that competes in the lower-level National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics. So that kind of takes me to, well, first of all, who did you talk to in the U.S. before you came to the U.S.? Anybody?
Nobody, actually. Yes.
In January 2008, Bien hopped on a plane headed for San Francisco.
And I remember I arrived at 4 or 5 p.m. and it's kind of like a raining day. No sunshine, not warm. People speak English, which is I don't understand at all. I told myself I need to find a Chinese guy to looking for help. I saw one guy looks like a Chinese, and I go up to talk to him in Chinese. I need some help. Can you tell me how can I get to my school?
Turned out the guy was headed to Stanford, and Menlo College was on the way.
He said we can go together, and we both took the super shuttle.
The basketball season had already begun, and the coaches told Bien he would have to wait until next year to try out. In the meantime, Bien spent his first semester in language school, and, as should be a surprise to no one, practicing in the same gym where the team worked out.
So in their mind, they know there's a Chinese guy wants to play on the team so bad.
His plan worked. Just before the school year started back up in the fall, the head coach handed Bien a jersey and a spot on the team. Bien says he almost cried. But his transition onto the team was frustrating. Bien says he was definitely a bench player.
Because during that time, my English is really poor. I don't even know the place very well. I don't know what are they saying. I don't understand except let's go.
Slowly, Bien got more playing time. He became closer with his teammates too. But the following year, he got injured and had to sit out. And that didn't put him any closer to becoming a pro. Instead of giving up, Bien came up with an even crazier plan. It hit him that March.
College basketball, CBS Sports. This is March Madness.
Bien was watching March Madness and saw the best Division I teams in the country competing. He wanted to be a part of that. It just so happened that one of Bien's teammates was from Lawrence, Kansas, home of the Jayhawks, who had won a national title in 2008. He told Bien to check them out. It might seem like an audacious plan. Things aren't working out on a lower-level college team, so aim higher. Bien told his teammates he was transferring.
And they were all saying, for what? And I said, for basketball. They just, you know, they think I'm like eating or have something wrong with my mind. And they just feel, you know, Bien, you need to go to a mental hospital.
Instead, he went to Lawrence, Kansas. Bien befriended eventual top 10 NBA draft pick Ben McLemore, rebounding for him for hours. His goal was to try out as a walk-on.
I went through the tryouts, but they didn't take anyone.
But before Bien could leave, the coaches stopped him and one other guy.
They said, you two guys can be, you know, practice players. And at that time, I was so surprised.
Whenever the coach called, Bien showed up at the Kansas gym. He and the other practice players usually came on when fresh legs were needed to play defense during drills. Bien served the role 2 years and then he graduated. NBA teams weren't exactly interested in a Kansas practice player, but Bien wasn't ready to give up on his dream of playing pro ball. So, it was back to China and another round of tryouts for teams in the CBA.
Every team I went there, I think I will make it, and I tried, but they all failed, and I was so depressed, and I went back to Beijing, and I don't want to see anyone, and I don't want to play basketball anymore.
It was the lowest Bien had been. After half a dozen tryouts, no one wanted to take him. But 2 days later, the last team he had tried out for gave him a call.
They were saying, our team translator just left. Your English pretty okay. Do you want to be a translator?
The team, Jiangsu Tongxi, told Bien if he took the job, he could use their facilities to keep working out. And maybe next season they would give him another chance. So Bien took the job and started working with the import players who needed to get around the city. It was a reliable gig that kept him close to the game he loves. How were you really feeling when you were a translator? Like, you weren't a player. Did you feel like part of the team still?
Yeah, I feel I'm a part of the team. But there's one feeling I feel so bad is I'm only 1 foot away from the dream because I couldn't step in the court. But I stepped off the court right there and right beside of the coach.
Bien had always impressed those around him with the amount of practicing he did on his own time. And just like every team before, Jiangsu Tongxi gave him a chance. They let him practice with the team in the summer, and then even sent him to the CBA Developmental League to get game experience. When it came time to re-sign his contract as a translator, Bien got an upgraded offer.
They said, we're going to offer you, you know, half and half, you know, translator and the player's contract.
Bien was finally a professional basketball player.
I just feel really excited.
But when the season began, Bien never left the bench.
So I was kind of like, you know, this may be just a joke, you know, or I will probably never going to play.
Bien sat for the first 20 games of the season. But for the 21st game, the team was playing in Beijing, Bien's hometown. The coaches told him to be ready. Before the game, he was nervous. He tried to recite plays to himself to focus and calm down.
I was so afraid to play bad in the front of my parents, friends, and hometown. My heartbeat is too quick. I almost pee myself. Almost, to be seriously.
Bien was subbed in during the first quarter, and then it happened. He came up with a loose ball.
And I start dribbling from our free throw line, and I keep like pushing the ball, and I coast to coast, I make a Europe step. I made the layup. I was kind of screaming a little bit after I made it. But I didn't really mean to do that. I just feel I have so much pressure I need to release out.
The layup was Bien's only bucket of the game. And even though his team went on to lose by almost 30, it was the biggest shot of his life. The excitement didn't stop there, though. In his next game, Bien came off the bench to score 7 points in 11 minutes. He played in 3 more games that season, even getting to start. And although Bien hasn't fulfilled his dream of playing in the NBA yet, sneaker companies have paid him to translate for NBA players, and he's gotten close with some of them.
I've been translated for Derrick Rose, Damian Lillard, my favorite, Stephen Curry, like all those players become like into my life. And I just feel whenever I've been talked with those superstars, I feel they love the game from the deep. Just like when I was 6 and a half, I can't really, you know, have a physical ability like them, but the way we love the game is same.
Bien's love for the game has kept him chasing that NBA dream. He's a 28-year-old free agent, and he wants to try out for the NBA's developmental G League. I ask him, though, if he'll keep translating.
Translating, coaching, is all my passion.
As long as it's in basketball.
Yes, as long as, yeah, related to basketball. I will be fine.
That story was produced and reported by Alex Schroeder.